good person. Modern psychology, I guess, says, well, if you're healthy and mature, you're your own person. You think for yourself. So we grow up in a culture that really asks that, if not demands that of us, to feel good about ourselves. But is it an accurate question for us as Christians? I think for the most part, we take pride in being our own person. But you see, our Old Testament tradition that we hear in the psalm that Ruby read talks about how precious we are in the eyes of God, how God knows who we really are. God knows us to the very core of our being. Why? Because the God we worship created us. David says that you knew my form. When I was in my mother's womb, you knew me even before that. Because you're the one that really put me together. It wasn't simply about a decision that a man or a woman made. It was about a decision God made, as we talked about before the foundations of the world. God intended you to be born and to be the unique person He created you to be. So back to the question. Can we really be our own person? Well, a lot of people make money off of us not being our own person. Advertisers make millions of dollars trying to tell us how to think and how to dress and what to buy. And we give into it. We go in the stores and we want that thing that we saw on TV. Are we really being our own person, or are we making up our own minds? Have we truly decided to purchase what we purchase independently? And then there's news people and politicians who work very hard to get us to think their way, to see life from their point of view. They're always there in the media trying to convince us of this point or another. And then there's our friends and family who are always talking to us and telling us what we should be, ought to be. You know, a lot of times when we're young people and teenagers, sometimes we might even feel like our parents are trying to plan our whole lives for us. I know young people who feel like they don't have a decision. It's already been made by their folks. How do we become our own person in a world that bombards us with all kinds of ideas all of the time, trying to shape us and mold us in certain images? And then there's the TV and the paper tabloids that exploit our negative side. And then there's gossips and rumors that swirl around us everywhere we are, at church, at school, at work. Just walking out in the world, people come up to you and say, "Have you heard?" And unfortunately, there's that side of us that just can't resist the temptation. Heard what? And usually it's not good either. Are we really our own person? Are we really the person God created us to be? Or maybe a bigger question is, as Christians, should that actually even be our goal? To be our own person? Kind of gets strange to hear that, doesn't it? We've heard it so often. But when we turn to the Old Testament, to the New Testament, when we turn to the Gospel of John, we realize that Jesus experienced some of the same pressures we do. Thank God He didn't have to deal with television and print media, but He got enough from just the people He worked with and talked to every day. Imagine Jesus Jesus having a positive attitude when he goes up to Nathanael, when in secret, when Nathanael and Philip were talking to each other, Jesus had already heard Nathanael's comment, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" You know, that's like saying, you know, can somebody be worth much if they come from Groveview or Campbell Terrace and fail? Can people amount to anything if they grow up on a bunch of? You know, we've got our areas that we talk about just like Nathanael talked about this. You know, I've been in churches, and if you live on the other side of the creek, you were just less than in that community. And we've all heard the expression about being on the other side of the tracks. See, Jesus just didn't listen to that kind of stuff. He didn't let that affect his relationship with Nathanael, but Nathanael's thinking affected his relationship with Jesus. You know, when you read that story, you're kind of thinking, well, maybe Nathanael is going to be one of the 12. And he became a disciple. But he didn't become one of the 12. Maybe it was because of that kind of thinking. Even though Jesus said he was a righteous man. As a Christian, can we afford to be our own person? Can we afford to buy into what culture tells us? And the answer to that, according to St. Paul, is no. We can't do it. We can't do it. Because this God who created us will never give up on you and me. This God who formed us in our mother's womb will never let His claim on us go. This God who sent His Son into the world to proclaim His love will not give up on us. And that Son who sent the Holy Spirit to work in our lives will never tire of trying to reach us and tell us we are precious and valuable in God's sight. We might come from a Campbell or a Grove Terrace. We might have grown up on a bunch road. We might have been talked about by just the circumstances of our birth. I probably told you before, overhearing my large family gathering together one time, saying, "Poor Mike and Marcia, they'll never amount to anything because my parents got a divorce." Back in those days, that was disgraceful. But because of what my parents did, Marcia and I would never amount to anything. You see, the world, sadly, even our own family, beats us down with words. Now, how do we deal with that? To be our own person. Well, when I was growing up, you were given this advice. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Are they still telling children? Do y'all still hear that? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You know, I'm getting old, so I'm not sure what's being told our children. I wanted to check on that. Thank you for confirming it. But you know, sadly, it's not true. We mean well when we say that to children. But words hurt. I tell you, sometimes I'd rather take a physical beating than to take a verbal one. Because it hurts. See, a physical beating might break my bones and cut my skin, but But eventually that'll heal. But you know, sometimes words from certain people hurt us so deeply, people never recover. The people who come to me for counsel, oftentimes when we go back to a parent, a brother, a sister, a best friend, a teacher, a preacher, or somebody important in their lives said words to them that have never healed the hurt within them. And when I tell them, I believe God's giving you every strength and resource you need to deal with the problem you're facing, they sometimes look at me like I'm crazy. Because I tell them, I don't have your answer for you. But I'll tell you what, God's got the answer, and it's already in you. You just don't know where it is right now. And I've actually had people rebel and say, well, preacher, I don't know that I believe that. And I said, do you believe I believe it? Yeah. Will you let me believe it until you're able to believe it? Will you let my belief about what God has already put in you as an answer, will you believe in that? That I believe it until you're able to buy it on your own? Well, yes, sir. And you know, when a person gets better and tackles those burdens and feels that healing inside, they often come to me and say, thank you for what you did for me. I said, wait a minute. Where did that answer come from? Well, in me, the Lord's made me. Thank God. The answer was in you all along. Because our God loves us so much that He gives us the answers to these troubling questions of life. He gives us a way to overcome the hurting words in life. He empowers us to be what we potentially were from the foundation of the world before we were ever born. And He never, never, never gives up on us. That's why Paul said, you are not your own. You're not supposed to be your own person. You're God's person. You were bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus. His suffering and death is the price God paid, Jesus paid. So we can belong to Him. And for what purpose? To be what He intended us to be at the beginning. To have a new start, a new life, new hope. Oh, how words can also be. An Ada Valentine in your life, a teacher, who tells you, in spite of coming from parents who have divorced, in spite of the difficulties you've gone through the last 2 years in school, you can be anything you want to be. I see that in you. And Ada Valentine's words ring in my ears often. She helped me believe in me. What God put in me. What God intended me to be. Haven't there been people like that in your life? That call you to a higher level because of the positive words they say? Then why do we get suckered into the tabloids? Why do we get caught up in rumors and gossip when there's so much goodness out there? Well, Mary, Mother of Jesus, is the perfect example. Remember the story of the wedding at Cana of Galilee? Jesus and His disciples went, and they got into the vine, they ran out of something. What did they run out of? Wine. Yeah. I mean, this was going to be embarrassing. You had this big shindig going on, and everybody's wanting to get real happy and enjoy themselves, and now the host has run out of wine. That's what they didn't want out of wine into, but they ran out of wine, and Mary apparently was helping the family, and she was concerned, and she went over to Jesus and says, "Jesus, they've run out of wine." And you remember how he acted towards his mom? "Woman, what do you have to do with me now? Don't you know my time hasn't come yet?" And boy, some of us know, as parents, when our children tell us something like that. How's it feel? Hurts, doesn't it? Don't you suppose Mary was hurt by that statement? I tell you, she's a mother, she was hurt. And she was the mother of our Lord. But what did she do? She ignored Jesus' harsh words. And she ignored her negative, hurt feelings. And she went to the servants and said, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Well, it didn't sound like he should even do anything to me. See, she trusted Jesus to be Jesus. She didn't count on what he did. She counted on who he was. And you know what I've decided to do in my life? And I hope you'll join me in the life of this church. We need to start counting what we are in Christ Jesus instead of what we do and the negative feelings we have about the doing. We need to start thinking about who we are in Christ Jesus. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We are that. That's our being. That's our destiny. We are precious in the sight of God. We need to just remember who we are instead of being so focused on one another's behavior and our negative reactions to that behavior. We need to look at each other and see precious children of God in every place. We need to see what that person can be beyond that behavior we apply, beyond our purpose. We need to see the potential in every one of us if we're going to be the people God's called us to be, as individuals in this church. There's a little song my children used to sing when they were little. "I am a promise. I am a possibility." Every one of us is a promise from God. Every one of us is a possibility, a potentiality to be more than our behavior shows and more than we may feel about things. Because we are a marvelous work of our God. And from now on, I think what's going to help me deal with some of the hard times with people is to not focus on their behavior and not focus on my hurt feelings, but to focus on who they are through our mighty God. And maybe you can find a way to call that forth in them, to challenge them, to say to them in one way or another, "You're better than that. You're more than that. You are a good worker, a good God." What would happen if we started doing that day by day, at home, at work, in school, and above all, as we gather together as God's people? See the good wants us to see in ourselves and in each other so we can be a mighty church. Let's pray. Oh, gracious Father,
we thank you that you think so much of us, because sometimes we don't think so much of ourselves. Sometimes we don't think too much of each other, because behavior and words have hurt us. Help us not to give in to that. Help us to follow the example of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Help us not to look at the behavior. Help us not to focus on the hurt feelings. Help us to know that as disciples of Jesus Christ, every person who believes in Him here is a new creation of goodness, salt of the earth, light of the world. And let us call that forth in one another. For we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.